Every month we get green thanks to guests on behalf of Who is Greening in Our Own Backyard. Today's topic, happenings at GRCC, Grand Rapids Community College, at the student level. Glad you are here to introduce yourselves and more. Trinita Charlton, you are president of the USGBC Student Organization of GRCC. Good morning to you, Trinita.
Good morning.
Hannah Jeffers, you vice president?
Yes.
Yes, of the USGBC Student Organization as well. David Dye, I would think proud of your students, professor of mechanical and architectural design at Grand Rapids Community College.
Good morning. I'm very proud of them. Thank
you. Yay, good answer. I do like to have you all tell us a little bit more about yourselves. So I will begin with you, Trinita.
It's my second year at GRCC, and I'm currently on the road to getting my architectural design degree.
Yay, congratulations. Which means, what do you want to do with your degree?
I would like to get into building design, mainly in the sustainability field.
Yes, that's why you're talking to us, right?
Sure. Yes.
Yay! Hannah, how about you? Tell us about you.
Hey, I'm a sophomore at GRCC. I'm also studying architectural design. I'm studying for my LEED exam as well, so I want to get into LEED buildings in Grand Rapids, hopefully.
We know we have many, and we know how important that is. David, tell us how you spend your day.
Teaching classes. I'm a professor of architecture and sustainability at Grand Rapids Community College, and I have these students in my class. And we also have a student group called USGBC Student Organization, and that's why we have the president and vice president here to talk about our conference.
Bet. Take the first tier off and let's go. GRCC, kudos to you. The first higher educational institution in Michigan to form this student organization. So how long ago was that, and how has that evolved over the years?
I'll start
with you. Yes.
We started March 8th, 2010. And at that time, we had our Leif Hogan was our president. We went to Chicago to go to the National Green Belt Conference in Chicago and also take a tour of the city. It's evolved that we now go to national conferences. We've been to two, one in Philadelphia, one in Washington, D.C., to work as volunteers to find out what's really happening in this area of sustainability. But we also do local things. We have helped the Dominican Sisters with their prairie every year on Green Apple Day, and we've also tried to educate our own students on getting certification in Green Associates, so we have study groups. We've had two sets of study groups to get them prepared, and so we've started, but we're trying to get our students more prepared, and we're trying to hit national conferences.
Cool. Trinita, how many students are typically active in the group?
We usually have about 10-plus students and currently growing.
Great. And Hannah, do you interact with those other student groups across Michigan and the Midwest?
Yeah, we actually interact with MSU's USGBC Student Organization. We saw them in Washington, D.C. this year, and then just going to the regional conferences, we're able to meet up with many like-minded students.
Cool. What kind of support do you get from USGBC National? I'll throw it out to whoever wants to answer that. Trinia, raise your hand. Yes.
Anthony Ofect is the national chair for Region 7. He's the national chair for USGBC, and he has been helping us every step of the way while we organize and get ready for the conference.
That's great. Well, I want to spend a little time talking about some of the projects that the student chapter has worked on. So I'll begin with, again, whoever would like to address that.
Beginning of the year, we start out with the Dominican Sisters at Marywood. So we help them maintain their prairie. So it's anything from like hauling away trees, and we harvest seeds for the next year to help maintain it. And then we do small things like we tour buildings, and we've done the National Conference was one of our big trips this year.
Right. Expand on that, David.
When we as you know, in Grand Rapids, we have a high number of LEED buildings, so we always want to get the students out to see some of those buildings so they can be educated, so that when we take them into these study groups to get their Green Associate certification, they have awareness of what's going on in the community. But that's we also take them to the Nationals because that is sort of the forefront of what's going on with sustainability. One time we had Hillary Clinton was talking to us about sustainability at one of these conferences. So they try to get the lead people who are involved with the sustainability movement at these national conferences. And so that's why we want to get the students out there learning about these things.
Nice. Any other projects, Trinita?
Most recently, I think we went to Greenbelt in Washington, D.C. So that was awesome. It was so much fun.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
Actually, the project we have right now is this Midwest Sustainability Conference. That is takes time.
That's what we want to talk about now. It's an upcoming conference that I know GRCC is hosting. So let's talk about the details and who's welcome to attend this.
We're encouraging professionals, college and high school students to come, but especially we're trying to recruit construction management, facility management, architecture design, engineering. All those fields really play into green because it's really up and coming. So it's a great place to make connections and stuff.
What are the dates for this, Trinita?
It's going to be February 19th to February 21st.
Right. And we are having Eric Corey Freed, who is a visionary leader in regenerative and biophilic design. I can define that.
Yes.
Biophilic design helps reduce stress, enhance creativity, clarity of thought, and improve our well-being and expedite healing. A better explanation of that is biophilic design studies and defines aspects of nature that most impact our satisfaction with the built environment. An example of that would be a person who's trying to recover in a hospital and what they look out onto. And they're looking out onto a bunch of buildings, maybe not so quick of a recovery. But if they're looking out into a natural environment, they recover quicker. That's been a study. So that's an example of biophilic design. And that will be our keynote speaker. And we could go through others.
Well, I mean, you were expecting, are you expecting other students to attend this as well?
Yes.
Yes.
And certainly they will travel from all over.
Yeah, we're hoping to get some travelers from Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio.
Good. Our neighbors
around
the area. Is the public encouraged to attend?
Well, we would like local professionals or people who are interested in sustainability to attend. It turns out that some of the sisters from the Dominican Prairie or Dominican Center are planning on coming. So, but we're wanting to encourage professionals or students who are interested in sustainability to come to this because we are covering different aspects of it. We're covering energy conservation of it. We're covering urban gardens in it. We're covering a Saginaw College. Let's see. Saginaw Chippewa Tribal College is going to be highlighted here in terms of their sustainability design. And we also are going to be talking about urban gardens. So it's sort of a breadth of what's to be expected in sustainability.
Is Trinity, are you and yours in the student organization being responsible for really organizing this? Is this part of your education?
Yes, we got to be involved in like helping decide who's going to be speaking for the tracks. We have a track one and a track two. I'm actually going to be involved in track two, which is pretty awesome. It's the training for 20 to 30 future ambassadors by Shane Green and Liz Kindleman, who are going to be the speakers. Mm-hmm. You get to learn how to help organize organizations such as nonprofits to create or organize more sustainable.
Great. What else do we need to know regarding this conference, Hannah?
It's just definitely worth the trip. I always stress the networking aspect of making connections. So being a member of USGBC and going to the different conferences, I've already like expanded my professional network just being a student at GRCC. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, even if you're in business or any kind of degree, just to come out and learn a little bit and make some connections that could follow you into the professional world.
It's nice to hear, isn't it, Professor Dye?
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted to point out, and this is what Hannah and Trinita were talking about, is we will have a networking event at lunch of the conference, and this will be of the U.S. Green Building Council Emerging Professionals. They're putting together networking because they want to encourage students to get ready for their professional life. So that will be part of the conference.
It'll be here before you know it, ladies.
You're telling me.
Get ready to, you know, to do your thing. That's why you study so hard and why you get involved, you bet. Well, as we look to wrapping up our conversation, what else would you like to share besides how to find out more information? Trinita? Anything else you'd like to share? You're all good. It's good to be president, right? Tell me anything on your list, Hannah, you'd like to share?
Just come out to the conference. That's about it. We hope to see a lot of people out.
But Professor David Dye, how do we find out more about this opportunity?
Well, we have a website. Should I give a website?
Yep.
It's usgbc.community/Midwest-sustainability. Go to that site. It will explain what we're doing. Or you can contact me. Should I give mine? You can contact me at the community college. It's D as in David, D-D-Y-E, at grcc.edu. And I'd be glad to give you more information about the conference.
Trinita, is he a halfway decent professor?
Yes. Good. He's the best.
The best.
What do you have to share?
I just want to say for anyone interested, please get out there today because today is actually the last day. We're going to see if we can push it back to get that discount because after that, the discount will be gone.
So
save yourself a buck or two and get your foot in the door. Sounds like a not-to-be-missed opportunity this upcoming conference. So thank you all, President Trinita Charlton, Vice President Hannah Jeffers, and David Dye, Professor of Mechanical and Architectural Design at GRCC, for what you do for greening the environment.
Right. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Have fun.